Good afternoon, good morning, good evening, everybody. It's actually Thursday, February 22nd. You don't know what that means, but you're here on this video. So it is time for the High Risk Wrestling Podcast. I am your host, Jeremy Bloody Piss, bringing you the show as usual. Don't forget to check out the socials, Charismatic Creations on Facebook and YouTube, Charismatic_Creations52 on Instagram, and of course the 215 on Twitter. The website is coming along, and today, because the show airs Saturday at 5 a.m., we are doing the Elimination Chamber preview show. We're going to go over the card, look at last year's cards, and also talk about why there are certain people missing from this show. But for now, you know it's snack, so just go on and hit my music. Seeing as how the chamber is in Australia, Perth to be exact, I thought it'd be fun to take a look at the five best women's Australian women's wrestlers today. And we're starting with number five, Indy Hartwell. Now we'll get into a little bit later. She's not on the card, but she slightly edges out her tag team partner, former tag team partner, Steph DeLander. Indy is someone that has a lot of talent, and she can really be sort of a hoss, seeing as how the WWE doesn't really have many hoss women's wrestlers. Indy can grow, and she has a tag team partner in Candice LeRae, who is one of the most underrated women's wrestlers on the planet, who knows his business and can train. I want to see really big things for Indy Hartwell, and I just wish she was on this card. At number four, Shaza McKenzie. She's had a brief period here and there in the WWE. She's had a few stints in AEW, but Shaza McKenzie has spent the majority of her career on the independent scene. That's not a bad thing. She has worked for Shine. She has worked for Shimmer. She is just one of those people that is just good. She has a really good following. She grows and grows and grows and gets better and better and better in the ring. She's someone who has almost like it all put together. She's got the strength, she's got the beauty, she's got the brawn, she's got the brain. She is close to a complete package what we can get from a women's wrestler. I would love to see her really, really shine on a bigger stage. Number three, Nia Jax, the irresistible force. If you guys didn't know, was actually born in Sydney, New South Wales, Australia. That makes her an Australian wrestler. It just does. And she, yes, has a reputation, but with this recent run of hers, she has been pretty much amazing. She has acquitted herself well in the monster role, in the hoss role. And she's going up against another hoss this Saturday. Nia Jax is a question, and not a matter of if, but when she becomes world champion again, because you just cannot deny the irresistible force. Number two, Timeless Toni Storm. Toni Storm is on a roll right now. This new gimmick of hers, this timeless gimmick of hers, has just raised the bar for her. She is now a three-time world champion in AEW. She's the current women's world champion. She's just putting on some really, really good work right now. The look, the gimmick, the persona, it's just working. And adding to that with her already capable in-ring ability and skills and finishers, she's just there, and I'm finally happy to see her get some time to shine. And AEW has really figured it out with her. And of course, number one, Rhea Bloody Ripley, the current women's world champion, is just on a level above right now. She is probably going to main event the Elimination Chamber show, and she is just killing it on every single level. Rhea Ripley cannot be denied, from her previous blonde hair cheerleader thing, which really didn't work, to what we have now. And yes, I am saying she is the leader of the Judgment Day. Rhea Ripley is a star. I didn't think that the WWE would be able to make any more true women stars after Becky, after Sasha, but they have one right here, Rhea Ripley. The spotlight is on, it is shining on one Harley Cameron. Now, yes, this little known wrestler, manager, singer, model is, well, doing some hilarious work in AEW right now. She has acquitted herself well, starting out in NXT, being in the indies, but she's able to move over and do some funny stuff in AEW. First, being a part of the QTV stable, and she got to shine. She got to show that comedic side of hers. Now she's transitioned over to the Outcast, and she has once again become a highlight when she's on TV. If she can transition that comedic skill, that comedic talent she has, into something workable in the ring, the sky really is the limit for Harley Cameron. She's one of those people, I think, gets the business and understands it. Sometimes there are people that just know what to do, and that's Harley Cameron. I look forward to seeing more of her. Harley, the spotlight is on you. What are you going to do with it? All right. The Elimination Chamber is fast approaching, and we are in Perth, Australia. So before we even get into the 2024 card, we must take a look back at the 2023 card. What happened there? Was it a good show? And if you remember, it was a pretty big show. So Elimination Chamber 2023 took place in Montreal, Quebec, Canada. And here's what happened on the card. Asuka defeated Carmella, Liv Morgan, Natalya, Nikki Cross, and Raquel Rodriguez in an Elimination Chamber match to earn a Raw Women's Championship match. Asuka winning here made her the first ever woman to win a Money in the Bank, a Royal Rumble, and Elimination Chamber match. Just legendary. We have Bobby Lashley defeating Brock Lesnar by disqualification. Whatever. We had Edge and Beth Phoenix defeating Finn Balor and Rhea Ripley in a mixed tag team match. Austin Theory defended his United States Championship in an Elimination Chamber match against Bronson Reed, Damian Priest, Johnny Gargano, Montez Ford, and Seth Rollins, and Austin Theory walked out the winner. And in the main event, Roman Reigns defended the Undisputed WWE Universal Championship against Sami Zayn in an emotional battle, but Roman Reigns walked out the winner. Now we move over to the 2024 card. Before we get into that, there's a couple people missing from this card. First things first, Jade Cargill. showed up at the Royal Rumble. She's been on SmackDown just here and there. But you can't let that momentum leave. And there were reports that she was supposed to be in the Elimination Chamber match. I can understand why they didn't put her in the match. It's kind of a big thing, and she's still relatively new, and it wouldn't be fair to her to put her in a spot like that. Also missing from this card are Candice LeRae and, more importantly, Indy Hartwell. WWE recently has done a really good job of getting the hometown people in on the card somewhere. If they're in an international show, they did it with Sheamus at Clash at the Castle. They did it with Drew at Clash at the Castle. They did it last year at Backlash with Damian Priest and Bad Bunny when they were in Puerto Rico and all of the LWO. But somehow, some way, they couldn't get Candice LeRae and Indy Hartwell on this card. I understand that you wanted to, you know, have the time enough for the chambers, but one of two things could have happened. And I'm going to now throw Bronson Reed in here as well, the other Australian wrestler on the roster. You could replace someone in the chamber. So when the reports came out that that Jay Carter was supposed to be in the chamber, that should have just gone to Indy Hartwell. When they had the Last Chance Battle Royal and Raquel Rodriguez returned to one, why couldn't that have been Indy Hartwell? The men's side of things, I understand you wanted to get some big names in here. Logan Paul didn't need to be in this chamber match. He could have defended the U.S. title against somebody. And you could have had Bronson Reed in the chamber. Bronson Reed should have been in this chamber. Hell, Bobby Lashley doesn't need to be in this chamber. So the fact that your two of your Australian wrestlers aren't on the card really doesn't make sense, and that has to sting. But let's move into the 2024 card. First up, we have Becky Lynch versus Bianca Belair versus Tiffany Stratton versus Liv Morgan versus Raquel Rodriguez versus Naomi in an Elimination Chamber match to earn a Women's World Championship match at WrestleMania 40. And all things considered, we pretty much know who's winning this match. That would be Becky Lynch. That's the story they've been telling. Becky's going to work her way back to the World Championship. And she's been interacting with Rhea. She's been interacting with Nia. Now, mind you, Becky has a loss to Nia, and Nia has been dominating. So we're all going here with the assumption that Becky Lynch is winning this match. So let's look at possible sleepers. Bianca Belair, I think it's too early to do Bianca versus Rhea. You have to save that for next year, since we feel like we're going to get Rhea versus Becky. Tiffany Stratton is the wild card here, because she has been recently called up to the main roster, and every chamber match she needs someone that's going to do something crazy. So I'm leaving that to her and to another woman in this chamber who has some beef and heat with Rhea Ripley, and that's Liv Morgan. Liv also is coming for Rhea. So if Becky, for some reason, doesn't win, I could actually see Liv winning. Raquel Rodriguez has no shot. She shouldn't even be in this match. This really should have gone to, like I said, Indy Hartwell. Her spot should have gone to Indy Hartwell. And Naomi. Naomi's just here to capitalize on the momentum she has for coming back to the WWE. But she can do some stuff here. But this match all but belongs to Becky Lynch. Next up, we have the Judgment Day, the team of Finn Balor and Damian Priest defending the Undisputed WWE Tag Team Championships against the team of Tyler Bate and Pete Dunne. I was really shocked when Tyler Bate and Pete Dunne actually defeated DIY, but this is essentially an old school NXT black and gold match. Tyler Bate and Pete Dunne are two of Triple H's favorite people, and you know he has love for Damian and Finn. This is going to be a really, really good match. Finn and Dayton and Tyler Bate and Pete Dunne know each other really, really well. They've had some wars together. You got to remember, Damian Priest came in after Bate and Dunn and Finn. But these guys are going to really put on a standout tag team showcase. But I think ultimately what's going to happen is the numbers game is going to catch up to Pete and Tyler, because you have Jada McDonough, you have Dirty Dom, and that's ultimately what's going to help the Judgment Day retain their championship. Next up, we have the Grayson Waller Effect talk show segment with Seth and Cody. Now, listen, I understand having this, and we're going to get into it, but like again, you couldn't find a way to get Bronson and or Indy Hartwell in this spot right here. But when we last saw Grayson Waller, he was having a conversation with Paul Heyman. And here's what I think Paul said to Grayson Waller. I need you to sow seeds of dissent between Seth and Cody. Now, yes, this is just to get Seth and Cody on the card for Pops for Cheers. But remember, Seth has offered up his hand and help to Cody to go against the Bloodline. And we saw what happened on Monday where the Bloodline caused Cody a match. Got Cody his first pinfall loss since returning back to the WWE. So Grayson Waller is going to play the antagonist here. I think we're going to see it work to an extent, but ultimately it's going to end up with Grayson Waller laid out. Theory may even show up. Hell, we might even get an impromptu tag team match coming up, but that's what's going to happen to Grayson Waller. Next up, we have Drew McIntyre versus Logan Paul versus LA Knight versus Bobby Lashley versus Randy Orton versus Kevin Owens in an Elimination Chamber match to earn a World Heavyweight Championship match at WrestleMania 40. Now, here's the thing. Let's count out who's not going to win. Logan Paul's not winning. LA Knight's not winning. Bobby Lashley is winning. Why do I say that? I truly believe we're going to get Logan Paul versus LA Knight for the U.S. title at WrestleMania. I think we're going to get Bobby Lashley's faction of the Pride versus the Final Testament at WrestleMania. So that leaves Randy, KO, and Drew. The very obvious choice is Drew McIntyre. But what is KO going to do at WrestleMania? After main eventing last year, will he just not be on the card? And Randy Orton just came back. And all Randy Orton should care about now at this point are world championships. Now, mind you, he and Seth Rollins have had a match at WrestleMania already, which Randy Orton won. So there is a possibility that Randy or KO could win. But the story here all along is still Drew McIntyre. Drew McIntyre has been putting on some of the best work of his career right now. And he's not a delusional heel. He's just simply telling the truth. He is spitting facts, spitting knowledge. Drew's winning this match. Drew's going to WrestleMania to fight Seth Rollins for the World Heavyweight Championship. It's just a matter of the order of eliminations, who's being eliminated first. I think Paul and Knight are the first two gone, followed by Bobby. Your final three will be Drew, Randy, and Kevin Owens. You can probably quote me on that. And our main event, the hopeful main event, because when we had Backlash, the Priest-Bad Bunny match did not main event. But I think it is safe to assume that Rhea Ripley, who will be defending her women's world championship against Nia Jax, will be the main event. Now, there's something beautiful about this match. Well, first things first, even though they're both heels, Rhea's going to get a pop. And this is going to, might be the one time Dominic Mysterio does not get booed. The beauty of this match is Rhea has looked pedestrian against Nia Jax. Nia Jax has been an unstoppable force. She has been dominant since she's come back. Had a great showing of the Royal Rumble. Defeated Becky Lynch like handily. Just defeated Becky Lynch. And has been dominating Rhea Ripley for about a month now. Rhea has been laid out twice. Now, Rhea did get a little payback on Raw, but it wasn't enough. Not to the extent of what Nia's been doing to Rhea. But let's be real. Rhea Ripley is walking out your champion. This is you've heard me time and again say there are a few money matches left in WWE. This is one of them. And it's so funny, two of the probably next four or five money matches after this one includes Rhea Ripley. Rhea versus Becky, Rhea versus Bianca. Rhea is going to play the face in peril here. Nia is going to dominate early. But ultimately, I'm expecting Rhea to win with an Avalanche Riptide. Yeah. Book it. Avalanche Riptide. Rhea Ripley walks out your Women's World Champion to go to WrestleMania. Also, I'm going to be at WrestleMania. But that is the show. That's the predictions. Once again, Indy Hartwell and Bronson Reed really should be on the show. Hell, even if it was pre-show match, give them something to do. But for the rest of the card, I have Becky Lynch winning the Women's Chamber. I have the Judgment Day retaining against Tyler Bate and Pete Dunne. I have the Grayson Waller effect that is essentially breaking down Grayson Waller ending being laid out. I have Drew McIntyre winning the Men's Chamber. And I have Rhea Ripley retaining her championship against Nia Jax. This is so funny. This is like a kind of a Raw heavy card. It's like a Raw versus SmackDown card because both chambers features Raw and SmackDown talent. The tag team title matches Raw and SmackDown talent. The Grayson Waller effect is Raw and SmackDown talent. So, should be a good show. It's coming on this Saturday at 5 a.m. I will watch it when I wake up that Saturday morning. But that's our show. Thank you for listening. Thank you for watching what we got going on. There will be no Reddit content tonight because of the show, but we got a Flashback Friday tomorrow. We got What Just Happened. You know what? We can do the What Just Happened Saturday. We'll do the What Just Happened Saturday right after the Chamber. And then we got a list coming up next week, which will be the 8 global cities I think should host wrestling events. And then we'll get the schedule out for the month of March coming up. Don't forget to check out the High Ridge Wrestling Podcast every single Sunday. Wrestling Reddit content every single Thursday. Don't forget to check out the socials. Charismatic Creations on Facebook and YouTube. Charismatic_Creations52 on Instagram. And of course, the 215 on Twitter. And as always, Willow Nightingale, Bailey, Anna Jay, Chris Statlander, Isla Dawn, and Gigi Dolan. Holla at your boy. Peace.